Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is warm across Israel, with clear skies overhead. A peaceful night for those looking up at the stars from Tel Aviv to Haifa. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, just in, the White House now understands that the attacks in Lebanon complicate the ceasefire. Also from the Jerusalem Post, earlier this hour, opposition leaders accuse Netanyahu of failing war goals, but support talks with Lebanon on Hezbollah disarmament. Also this hour, Mariv reports earlier today that an agreement with Lebanon could give Israel a huge advantage, though achieving it will be very difficult. Separately, Netanyahu confirms, as per I-24 News, that he is pushing for direct negotiations with Lebanon after U.S. President Trump urged a scale back on strikes. And finally, from JNS in earlier reporting, Israel's foreign minister states that the Iran truce does not include Hezbollah. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping reports just minutes ago of Israeli fighter jet activity over Beirut. I-24 News _EN announces sirens activated in central and southern Israel following a missile launch from Lebanon. One missile intercepted, no injuries reported. Ilai Afriat, an Israeli commentator, shared a personal account of running to shelters with his children due to missile threats from Lebanon, expressing concern for their safety and normalcy. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Lebanon. Walla reports that after Netanyahu's promise to continue striking Hezbollah, the White House is concerned that ongoing destruction could hinder negotiations. This complicates the broader ceasefire efforts and raises tensions in the region. Turning to internal politics, the Jerusalem Post highlights opposition leaders' criticism of Netanyahu's handling of war goals. They argue that the ceasefire with Iran fell short. However, they support talks with Lebanon, seeing it as a potential path to peace. Meanwhile, Mariv notes that direct negotiations with Lebanon could potentially strengthen Israel's regional standing. Yet, achieving such an agreement poses significant challenges. The peace talks aim to dismantle Hezbollah, which could shift power dynamics in the Middle East. In related news, I-24 News reports that U.S. President Trump has urged Netanyahu to reduce strikes on Lebanon amid ongoing talks with Iran. This diplomatic push reflects the complex web of alliances and conflicts in the area. Finally, JNS provides context on the Iran truce. Israel's foreign minister clarified that the ceasefire excludes Hezbollah, emphasizing the group remains a threat. This distinction affects how Israel approaches its security and diplomatic strategies. On the economic front, first, Haaretz Business reports that Israeli AI startup AI21 is in talks with Nebius for a $1 billion acquisition. This deal could highlight Israel's growing influence in the AI sector. Separately, Mariv writes that Google is launching a new Gemini feature to compete with ChatGPT. This tool aims to enhance personal knowledge management, benefiting users worldwide. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the pressure on managers in Israel. They face challenges from the Iron Swords War to the current conflict, needing to balance numerous responsibilities. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.